we get a less flamboyant treasurer before we do this?
Okay, we're ready, Senator.
Senator Metzger.
Do
we need to gavel in on tape? All right.
Okay, here.
And we are opening the Senate Education and General Government Committee and opening a hearing, public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 428. Senator Metzger.
Chairman, if it's okay with you, I'd like to ask Secretary of State Kate Brown and Michael Savaggio from the Treasurer's Office to come forward to join me here, and I'll kick it off for that. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and for hearing Senate 428, which in some cases is a very small change and in some cases it's a very important change, I think, to how we deal with education in the state of Oregon. We talk about often, and we talk about in this committee, and we will continue to talk about during the course of this session, about important things with education and what our students need to learn, and the message that we send from the state legislature, state government, as to what we value. And it has always been very interesting to me, but particularly last year when I had the privilege to join, at that time, Senator Brown, when we were running for Secretary of State, and really going out and having the privilege to see people around the state and talk about issues that were important. And one thing that really struck me was that we have the Department of Education in the Public Service Building. In that very same building, we have Secretary of State's office, where we're concerned about an informed electorate and civics, and we have the education, and we don't even make a connection between that. And yet we're always trying to find better ways to, how do we have a more informed electorate? How do they understand how our government works and why they have an important role for it? And yet we separate by floors the very people that are charged with this issue. At the same time, we're dealing with a tremendous fiscal crisis in this country and in the entire world right now, where issues that a lot of people just don't even understand of, you know, how money has become such an important factor in terms of how it's actually utilized. And it goes down to the basic level of financial literacy of our own students, and we're going to have those discussions, I know, Mr. Chair, here, in terms of making sure that our students, as they get out into the real world, know about credits, know about credit cards, know about how to be fiscally sound so that they don't replicate some of the flaws that we have done in our society as the adults supposedly running this system. And so, and as I see the Board of Education, which does very good work and looks at setting policy goals for the students of our state, I'm thinking it's very, very critical that the state treasurer, which manages the fiscal portion of our state, is an advocate and will continue to be an advocate, I know Treasurer Westland, on financial literacy and using that office, that bully pulpit, to talk about why that's important for our students. Secretary of State Brown, with her office, and I know it's just a tireless advocate on having a more informed electorate, why civics is important, you know, not only in charge of the elections division, but the archives, the history of the state, and that these voices need to be part of our Board of Education. And so Senate Bill 428 does a very simple thing, but it sends a very important message, that we're linking these messages that we're talking about financial literacy, that we're talking about the importance of civic involvement, by placing them as non-voting ex officio members of the Board of Education so that their voices are heard and that we're telling the public of Oregon that we value the voices of civics, we value the voices of sound financial literacy with the Board of Education, and take advantage of their input as they move through making policy on behalf of the state. And I think it really tells the public that we are linking these very, very important issues that we talk about publicly with our state elected officials, and also linking them where they all begin, and that is with our educational system. So I commend that to you. I think it's an important step. I think it links things together and provides important voices that that these two officials will be able to bring to the Board of Education.
Thank you, Senator. Questions for our committee colleague? Okay, Secretary of State.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. For the record, Kate Brown, your current Secretary of State. I'm delighted to be here today. I want to say thank you to Senator Metzger for introducing this legislation. I'm here to convey my support for Senate Bill 428, which, as you know, would add representation from both my office and the Treasurer's Office as ex officio members to the State Board of Education. One of my top priorities as your Secretary of State is to increase voter participation and engagement. We are working on some online voter registration legislation, and hopefully that will be coming to a Senate committee near you in the next few weeks. It will certainly make it easier and more secure to register online through our Department of Motor Vehicles. But the other piece, of course, is the voter engagement. And while we saw a number of young people get excited about this election cycle, I think the voter participation rate for the under 30 crowd was in the neighborhood of 65%, which is huge. We still have a lot of work to do. Normally, in the younger than 30 crowd, it's in the neighborhood of 20%. I will point out for the over 60 folks in the room that the voter participation rate at that level was 95%. So in terms of getting our young people involved, we need to do a lot more. I think it's several parts, but one of it is making it easier to register and get engaged, and that's the online. But the other is getting folks involved at a younger age, and that for me is civics education, and that's why I'm supportive of this legislation. I think it's really important that I be part of the discussion that will take place as we help the Board of Education determine how to ascertain proficiency in the new essential skills of civic and community engagement. I think it's important that the Secretary of State's office be part of the discussion about how we assess these new skills, whether we would require all students to do public service activities, how we determine the cost and time of those components. So one of the things I learned while I was running last year was that in the country of Bosnia, they have a program called Project Citizen, which I do believe we have in some of our schools. In Bosnia, every single student is engaged in a public policy-making project. Certainly, if we can do it in Bosnia, we can do it in Oregon. I think making the Secretary of State a participant on the State Board of Education would be one step forward in that direction. I'm certainly happy to answer any questions if I can, and thanks for your time and attention and your very hard work in these very difficult days.
Thank you. Questions, panel?
Yeah, Madam Secretary, I'm surprised your campaign took you as far afield as Bosnia. But,
Mr. Chair, Senator Cruz, I did not get to go to Bosnia. If I was still part of the Younger 40 crowd, it might have been on the American Council of Young Political Leaders trip. Unfortunately, I'm no longer a member of that organization.
Mr. Salvaggio.
Chairman Hess, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Michael Salvaggio. I'm Policy Director at the Office of the State Treasurer. I'm here today to convey State Treasurer Ben Westland's support of Senate Bill 428. And without restating the mechanics of the legislation, I'll be brief and note that Treasurer Westland is committed to improving Oregon's K-12 system, and that we view Senate Bill 428 as a very valuable link between local education and the financial infrastructure that is so vital to it. As an example, the State Treasurer's Office oversees many education-related funds, also oversees capital financing for schools, runs the Readings and Investment Scholarship, and the State Treasurer serves as a trustee of the Common School Fund and the Education Stability Fund. And this bill, again, is just a great opportunity to connect the state's financial resources to its educational goals. And on behalf of the State Treasurer, I'm very pleased to offer his full support for this bill, and I'll answer any questions that I can.
Questions, panel? I guess one that jumps out at me is it's a non-voting position as opposed to voting. Is there a reason for that?
Mr. Chair, I just think in the interest of digging out controversy that may not exist but may be behind doors that you don't anticipate, what's most important is to have their voices, I think, at the table. That certainly is an issue we could address later, but I understand sometimes that it's trying to do the best thing first without create any additional issues that you may heretofore not have thought of.
Mr. Chair, if I may add, the time commitment for this post, I think, lends itself to having a designee participate, and therefore it makes sense to have it be a non-voting member. My participation, I would see centering around the civics education and public engagement piece, so that would be when I would be most likely to participate most fully.
What she said.
I have a question about the designee. Do you anticipate that the designee is someone who is also an employee of the Secretary of State's office or the Treasurer's office, or someone you designate who you think would do a good job but is not necessarily in the office?
Yeah, good question.
Mr. Chair, Senator Bonamici, I actually hadn't thought of that. I do have a position in my office. Amy Wilson holds that position, and the title is Civic Engagement Public Coordinator. And so I would anticipate that she would most likely be the designee, but also I think would be really appropriate for me in my office to, we have other volunteers and other interns that we work with. I'm in contact with a current doctoral candidate who's very interested in both education and the civic engagement components, but this might also be a very unique post for her as well, so.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Senator Bonamici, if I might add, I don't have a ton of extra people running around my office, so I might have to do a little arm twisting.
Understood. Thank you.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, pending the passage of the bill, I'll leave that to the State Treasurer's good judgment.
Thank you. That's
probably okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no other signed testimony here. I don't know if the Department of Education wants to weigh in. But if so, he or she could walk up to the podium at this moment.
Looks like a he, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair.
Chair Hassan, members of the committee, for the record, Morgan Allen, the Department of Education, and I have spoken to the staff for the State Board of Education. They have not taken a position on the bill, and I believe that our State Board staff has informed them of that, and I don't think she's heard any complaints back about the bill. So I would leave my comments to that, and I would certainly tell the sponsors of this legislation if I heard anything otherwise.
Okay. All right. Any questions of Morgan Allen? Thank you. And I close the public hearing work session on Senate Bill 428. And open a work session on Senate Bill 75.
Mr. Chair, this is the bill that the committee had before them last week. It had to do with the secession of powers in the governor's office if he is temporarily, I'm sorry, if the person's position is temporarily disabled. We have a dash one amendment before us that requires the request of at least two of the specified state officials to convoke the disability evaluation panel.
Senator Morris, you asked to have that changed, and
yes,
I think I'm fine with it.
I did, and I appreciate that. I think it will improve the process and provide some protections that might not otherwise have been. And with that, are you ready for an amendment, Mr. Chair? Are you?
There are no other questions on Senate Bill 75. We have an amendment, and go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 75.
Senator Morris moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 75. Discussion? Seeing none, the amendment Dash 1 is adopted.
Are you ready for the motion?
Ready for the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 75 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended. Thank you. Thank you.
Senator Morris moves Senate Bill 75 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Barney?
Aye.
Senator Cruz?
Aye.
Senator Nestor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Morris?
Aye.
Senator Hatch?
Aye.
Motion passes. Sorry about that. There's a final part to that. The motion passes, and see no other work before us. Committee, we are adjourned.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Can we assign a carrier and do that committee bill real quick?
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Senator Metzger, could you carry this bill?
Sure.
Do we need another work session, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Okay. A work session for the purpose of introducing committee bills.
Committee members, you have before you LC 350, permitting the Department of Education to enter into contracts for auditing business practices of districts with private entities or the Secretary of State.
Mr. Chair, I move LC 350, dated 1-23-09, be introduced as a committee bill.
Senator Morris moves that LC 350, dated 1-23-09, be introduced as a committee bill. Discussion? Reminder, support for the introduction of this measure does not imply support for the measure once it's introduced. Further discussion? Is there objection? If not, the measure is introduced as a committee bill. We are adjourned. Thank you.